Hello fitness friends, it's Phil and it's episode 147 of Get Fit Row. Right, today's going to be a little bit of a short podcast, maybe. Because obviously if you listen to some of my podcasts, you'll come to have learned, maybe you're only ever going to listen to one, but you've probably come to learn that I ramble a bit. Because all of my podcasts are unscripted, they're unguested, i.e. it's only me, and it's basically the thoughts for the day, and in the thoughts for today, somewhere, there might be some wise words, there might also be some knowledge, and there might be some insights, but look, for those of you that listen, thank you. Anyway, look, so today I'm pleased to report, if you've listened to some of the previous podcasts, you may have heard that idiot boy Phil went and did five-side football. And yesterday was around about 3.5 weeks after the injury. And it was one of the first days back training. And I took it easy. I took it very easy. I took it very easy. Oh God, that sounds wrong, because when I looked at my heart rate from yesterday's performance, it went from 163, which is my resting heart rate yesterday before training, which is probably me walking to the gym, and it maxed out at 180, which really surprised me. But look, the figures that were in front of me weren't lying, really. So look, yesterday I did a little bit of a warm-up session, 5 minutes, and then I did my standard, most beautifully loved 8x500 meter sessions. And I actually, rather than sort of being fixated or sitting on a particular heart rate, I decided that I'd just do it as hard as my mind would allow me to go, having had 3.5 weeks rest. Because I've thought to myself, in 2022, I'm going to change the way I train slightly. I've been talking an awful lot about understanding your heart rate and training zones and stuff like that, but I've kind of been slightly sort of inspired to maybe think slightly differently about the my training emphasis. And I thought I'd go down more of what I believe is a New Zealand kind of style of training, which is when you go training, no matter what it is or when it is, just do it as hard as you can. Don't worry about the overtraining. Don't worry about maybe the thing about overtraining, maybe it happens because you're not compensating in the right ways to allow the full-on training, the hard training, to be the major. But look, the New Zealand squad, that's the narrative of their squad. They do lots of mileage and they absolutely smash it out. So my narrative in 2022 is I'm going to train harder. But look, for those of you that were wondering how's the leg coping? So look, I think the particular strain I had, and I'm one of my hamstrings, I'm not sure which one it is, but it's kind of like the central hamstring, is I think the injury was a kind of a twist, rotational turn action that strained it, as opposed to just a kind of a compression or an extension strain. I think it was a rotational strain. So yesterday on the rowing machine, it was quite evident that the muscle's fine, the performance is fine, which is good. Yeah, 3.5 weeks in, it's good. It's all working. I can walk very well normally. But there's definitely, as I rock the body over and the pelvis starts to rock over and the joints and muscles kind of start to pull some dynamic tension into the muscles, I can feel like it feels like there's a tension on the outside of the muscle. probably where the injury is. So today, to compensate for that, or to not compensate, but actually to put some work into that, I'm going to actually sit on a, or lie, or roll my leg on a roller and see if there's any scar tissue or anything there that might need a massage to try and alleviate the tension of where the slight tear or slight strain was. And I reckon that will fix it. And then I'll try to get back the strength that I've lost. Because for reference, and look, this is the silver bullet of this podcast, is when you get past, I'd say, around about 45-ish, I think your lifestyle changes massively. Your body changes as well. This is probably as a man or a woman. And one of the things is that retaining strength is very hard. Feels like within 3 weeks, my muscles have relaxed. They've said to you, "You don't need to do this anymore, Phil. Relax, my friend. I'm going to go floppy and weak again." Now, by no means are they going floppy and weak, but as was evident with yesterday's 8x500 meters, but definitely lose muscle mass, strength, endurance quite quickly. And I think that's why the 2022 training regime of maintaining higher intensity, probably having a bit more time on the flexibility regime and a bit more time maybe on the yoga-ish kind of mindset, will be probably the focus of 2022. But that's just the thinking at the moment. And we're in that funny period between Christmas and New Year where nothing really makes sense. But look, on another little footnote about nothing really makes sense. Yesterday, there I was in the gym. Let's say, in the Pure Gym in Harrogate, the old bloke. Well, there's like probably about 3 or 4 of us, or 5 of us at most, who are, let's say, trying hard not to go weak. But yesterday, there were a couple of lads and a couple of lasses that were evidently amateur CrossFit athletes, and they were absolutely smashing it out of the park. God, unbelievable athletes. Good on them. I certainly am not at their level, but it was inspiring to watch, let's say. Anyway, so the footnote for this podcast is the leg is better. It's taken 3.5 weeks. It's not quite 100%, but I'll get there with it. And note to self is 3.5 weeks, the reverse of fitness and of strength is quite significant. Certainly feels like it. But look, the engine's still there. So that's the good thing. So training habit, let's get back on it. So I'll be down the gym at some point today for a little 1 hour run out of some description, or maybe an hour and a half, I don't know. Anyway, look, thanks for listening. Hopefully you're getting fit, or if you're not at the moment, you're relaxing and planning to get fit. And maybe even row. Anyway, take care. Ta-da. Bye. See you.